I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The troubles are continuing for Rupert Murdoch's News International Corporation. Another former employee of the now-defunct News of the World has been arrested. He's suspected of intercepting voicemails. He's one of more than a dozen people arrested in the phone hacking scandal that brought down the News of the World. Some other former employees of the tabloid say they're victims of the scandal, too, and they claim they are now unemployable. They're considering a lawsuit. The World's Laura Lynch is in London. Laura, the revelations and arrests attached to the scandal just don't go away. Can you bring us up to date?
Well, yes, there have been a flurry of developments this week that ended with these latest arrests today. But just a few days ago, a letter was released that's being described as explosive and damaging to Rupert Murdoch and to his son, James. It was written by the paper's former royal editor, Clive Goodman, who you may recall has already been jailed for phone hacking. And it was written 4 years ago. In it, he claims that phone hacking was widely discussed in editorial meetings of the paper. And that's significant because it contradicts claims by others at the paper that this was a practice isolated to one rogue reporter.
All right. Now, you have been speaking with a lawyer who is preparing a rather unusual lawsuit that involves the former employees of the paper. Tell us about that.
You may remember that News International decided to shut the paper down in the first week of July. Rebecca Brooks, who was the chief executive officer of News International and also a former editor of the paper, faced a pretty hostile reception when she spoke to the employees about that decision, and especially when she said that advertisers considered the paper a toxic, that was her word, toxic brand. Now, I've got some tape that aired on the BBC that was recorded by one of the employees in that meeting. So it's not the best quality, but you do get a sense of the anger. And the first voice you're going to hear is Rebecca Brooks.
You know, this is not exactly the best time in my life, but I'm determined to get vindication for this paper and for people like you.
But what I don't understand is, can't you see that by your actions yesterday, you're calling our newspaper toxic, right? We're all contaminated by that toxicity, by the way we've been treated. But can't you see the bigger picture? You're making the whole of News International toxic.
Well, look,
and arrogance, you think we want to work for you again as well.
So there's a bit of applause there at the end. He says there's an arrogance in thinking we'd want to work for you again as well. That sentiment, that anger that Rebecca Brooks' words have tainted them all professionally, has that led to this lawsuit?
Well, according to lawyer Martin Donohue, that's part of it. He's representing several of the former employees who are considering suing for something he calls stigma damages, and I'll let him explain that.
In essence, because it's said that such bad things have happened, that the whole organisation has become tarnished, that has then tarnished our own clients, and that will make it very, very difficult, if not impossible, for them to get work going forward.
He says that they will find it impossible. Are any employees finding it possible? Does he have examples?
He has spoken to several people who have told him that they have gone to speak to headhunters about getting new jobs, and the headhunters have told them that they are unemployable or they're going to find it almost impossible to find any work. And the other thing that is important about this is he's not just creating this lawsuit out of thin air. There is a precedent for this. There was a bank that went belly up a few years ago, and the employees in that case successfully sued for damages for the same reason, that they were tainted by the bank's reputation.
So, Laura, what happens now in the case?
Well, most of the former employees are still in the midst of a 90-day period that's been set up by the company, by News International, to figure out whether they can get new jobs at other publications or branches of the Murdoch empire, or whether they'll take a severance package. So it's pretty unlikely that any legal action would start until that 90-day period ends. And there's no small amount of nervousness among the former employees who are even considering this. I tried unsuccessfully to get several former employees to speak to me about their lives right now and what they're going through as they make these decisions. I will tell you, though, that one of them is writing a play about the whole experience.
All right. The World's Laura Lynch in London. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.